You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete.
Cougar Sports Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports.
KSL Sports.
Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday. Expecting BYU football defensive coordinator Jay Hill any moment now. He's going to be calling us from BYU football spring practice. We were going to have him like a minute or so ago, but Coach Hill had to talk to some recruits. Hey, he's always recruiting.
Yep.
He's always recruiting. Jay Hill knows what where.
If he's recruiting at Disneyland on It's a Small World, then he's recruiting at all times.
That was one of my favorite videos ever, I think, from a BYU coach. Credit to Jay Hill's daughter for posting that on TikTok. Just search Jay Hill Disneyland, and yours truly wrote a byline about Jay Hill working in Disneyland, so you can go look that up. But yeah, Jay Hill momentarily going to be joining us live from BYU football spring practice. While I was in Kansas City at Big 12 tournament, you, Matt, were at BYU football spring practice. What can you share from the observation period at spring practice at the IPF this week?
Yeah, a couple takeaways from that. I thought Chase Roberts looked fantastic. He had just a piece of art in terms of route running, where it looked like a double move, and then at the top of the second move, he then came back, and Gary Bohannon found him with a two-foot toe tap right on the sideline. Good intermediate throw, too, that was encouraging to see Gary make, because there's been times where those intermediate to long throws have been iffy in terms of accuracy. That was right on the money from Gary Bohannon. Miles Davis is another guy, too, that continues to impress. He got some heavy workload in the red zone. He had a nice TD run. It was full pads. They were tackling, or he plowed someone over into the end zone. So the running game continues to be a heavy focus. The quarterback battle, you're still seeing glimpses from Gary and from Retzlaff where it looks like, hey, maybe they're taking a step forward, but then it's not always consistent. So, but offensively, it was nice to see some good intermediate throws completed. The wide receiver group looks deep. There were some guys notably absent from practice that I thought was interesting. Reiner Swanson, who's been making waves, he was not dressed, not practicing. Ephraim Asiata, same thing. You know, he had a bone-crushing hit, a week ago now. He wasn't there. Maybe that's precautionary. I mean, it's spring football, right? So there's no need to pretend like you're getting ready for a game. If someone's got some nicks and bruises, hold them out. You don't need anything catastrophic, but Miles Davis is probably the story for me. I just feel like he's really emerging as probably RB2 and someone that's going to see a lot of time in this offense.
That's a good development for BYU because they need depth to that running back spot. With Hinkley Rapati out in spring as he continues to recover, he'll be good to go, I would expect, for fall camp. But still, that's a long period of time being sidelined. So you need two proven guys. You probably ideally need three coming out of spring ball. I know they love Pokaiawa Hoanga and then Jovesa Demuni. I think Hoanga is more likely to earn playing time this fall, and I think he's shown good burst moments this season during spring practices. He's looked pretty good. I just think the big question I feel like for this BYU team, Matt, is that I still am very nervous about this group reaching the postseason. I want to see a little bit more from this team in spring ball in the final few weeks of spring practices that make me feel like, okay, they're going to get six. And look, that's a low bar, and I kind of hate ballparking it at that because I just feel like BYU football, there's a higher standard. I know you jump to the Big 12, and it is a big jump, but still, this brand shows over 50 years, they win at a high level. You know, I always point to it, but 8th in wins over the last 50 years in college football. BYU football knows a winning style of play. And it's a little bit frustrating that BYU is kind of now suddenly in this, well, get to 6 mode. I would love it if they blow everyone's expectations out of the water like basketball did. But I think it's going to be an uphill battle. You know, I think that the quarterback position to me is, you know, quarterback battle is somewhere where they've got to improve. And I wouldn't mind getting a post-spring addition at the quarterback spot, but BYU is, you know, in a spot where they just got to continue to improve.
And here's the thing that's hard, too, with spring football, Mitch, is it's hard to get a sense for what these quarterbacks are capable of. And you know, your eyes would tell you, you know, there's not consistency there. How's that going to translate to the fall? But there's still a lot of work to be done. And Bohannon and Retzlaff have shown at levels beyond high school football that they can get the job done. And we just need to see it come the fall when the lights are on. And that's what spring football is hard to predict in that sense, just because there's a lot of developmental work. There's a lot of getting some of the new players and faces up to speed, getting them ready for fall camp, installing maybe tweaks to the systems. So there's a long way to go for this BYU football team. But it's nice that you're looking for flashes in spring football, and we've seen flashes from a lot of guys. I've already talked about Miles Davis. I've loved what I've seen from Chase Roberts. Defensively, too, Ephraim Asiata is a guy who maybe doesn't break his way into a starting role, but he's been playing so well and been making waves. You wonder if this guy, as a freshman, can come in and be a situational player, which would be huge, especially considering defensively how this group needs to improve regarding pressuring the quarterback. So there's a lot of interesting facets going on with spring football. But right now, we got to get out to the phone line and bring on the defensive coordinator, Jay Hill. Jay, thanks for joining us after practice, man. We appreciate it.
Heck yeah, Mitch, Matt, how are you guys?
Oh, man, we're doing great. We love talking football with you. Let's start things off with Jack Kelly. How were you able to get him to BYU, and what's he going to do for this defense?
Well, Jack's a great player, super strong. He's got great speed. I know everything about him. I wanted him here just for his toughness and discipline, but also his production too, right? He had 10.5 sacks last year, and I just knew everything he would bring to the table. A lot of the Jack Kelly influence so far has been felt in the weight room. I mean, you put a kid that strong around the other guys, and it just kind of elevates expectations that the other guys have. Like I said, I knew everything about him. We're super excited about having him here.
You bring up the weight room, Jay. I'm curious, has there been guys that have taken big leaps forward in maybe their look, their build, looking more like Big 12 players? Because that was an area where Kalani wanted to see, you know, some guys add some extra weight. Have you seen some individuals that feel like they've taken a step forward physically that look the part of more Big 12 players?
Well, first off, I got to give major kudos to our strength staff, Ryan Phillips and the other coaches, and then Colby Clausen and Skylar Main, our sports scientists. I think those guys have done a phenomenal job with our players. So if you say, hey, who are a couple guys, there's probably 50, 60 guys that look considerably different than they did last year at this time. And I think if you come to practice, you see that just the off season they just had, I think, made a huge difference in their physical preparation. And those guys did a phenomenal job training them to this point. And the cool thing is we got one more huge offseason section to go through after spring ball.
We touched on Jack Kelly and maybe going a little deeper into that linebacker room. Ben Bywater not playing in the spring, obviously coming back from injury. But who are some other linebackers in that group that are pushing for playing time this fall?
Well, I've mentioned in the past Isaiah Klasker, his physicality and length shows up. Ace Kafusi has done a lot of good things. Harrison Taggart has done a lot of good things. I mean, there's a lot of guys in that room that have played a lot of football. Siali Asera is one that we think will be really good, but he's coming off a foot injury, so we don't have him or Ben right now. Bottom line, we get to fall camp, it's going to be a war. It's going to be a battle to see who's going to get the most playing time out of that group.
What was the structure of practice like today, Coach? Was there a little bit of a scrimmage involved, or what was kind of the setup today?
Yeah, today was almost all scrimmage. We did a bunch of special teams early, a lot of scrimmaging, and then we did a little bit of special teams in the body and then just finished with the scrimmage. It was all live. And a lot of really important, good work today that we needed. You know, we had to come out and be physical. And I thought today was a pretty physical practice, about as much as you can do in spring.
And with the physicality, I think a lot of people would point to the trenches. Where do you feel that group is right now through, you know, 3 weeks of practice and spring ball? Where do you feel like that defensive line is at the moment?
Well, I think that Batty, Blake Mangelson, Logan Latui, those three guys, Isaiah Banya, really four, those defensive ends have proven we can win with them. They have actually all improved their, you know, physique, their strength, where they're at right now. So I think that group looks pretty good. The D-tackle group is inexperienced right now. We've brought some talent in that I think is going to flourish here at BYU, but we need to see that group continue to step up, like a David Latu, Tui Saili, those guys. John Nelson is a guy that's played a lot, and he's playing very well right now. But we need some other guys to continue to step up and show that they can be what we need them to be inside.
BYU defensive coordinator Jay Hill joins us right now. What brings you optimism, Coach, that group you just touched on will be able to produce more production when it comes to sacks and pressuring the quarterback this fall?
Well, I've seen it already in practice, and I think the physicality of both the O-line and the D-line right now has gone up quite a bit. I think T.J. Woods has done a phenomenal job since he's been here with the O-line. Just practices are very physical, and you better bring it every day or you get your butt kicked. And really, that's how practices are supposed to be right now. That gives me optimism just to practice them better. If you look at some of the guys we just brought in, I see a little more twitch. I see some physicality. And then we have two or three guys that are still going to join us in the fall that aren't here yet that will continue to push that group. So I think competition is what brings out the best in everybody, and there's a lot more of it now.
Talk with Jay Hill here for a few more moments here on KSL News Radio. One of the players that I think often gets a little bit too overlooked in the Big 12 is Jacob Robinson. He was an outstanding player for you guys last season. You know, what's maybe the expectations you have for Jacob and that cornerback room this year?
Well, I've seen Jacob make huge strides just in technique and what I'm asking him to do and what Coach Guilford's asking him to do. He's stepped up in his leadership roles. He's a BYU guy through and through, and we flip and love him, and I love the way he competes. Now, we're being smart with him. I wouldn't say he takes a ton of reps, and today I didn't need him to take any just because I need to get a hard evaluation on some of the other guys. But, yeah, we expect him to play great this year and just to be that guy that we can rely on.
And it feels like, you know, when you talk about getting an evaluation on some of the other guys, Zion Allen, Evan Johnson, feel like they've taken kind of steps forward. And, you know, Maury Bamba had a little bit of starts last year. Some of those younger names that have been around the program for a bit, where are they at right now?
Maury's not practiced a lot. He's got a little hip thing going on. We're hoping to have him next week, full go. I've seen good strides forward in Evan Johnson. We got Trey Alexander has done a lot of really good things this spring, and I think he's going to be phenomenal. And then we need to get guys back healthy. You know, Marcus McKenzie, I think, has a shot to be really good. Mark Collins is another guy that I think will do great things for us. We need to get him back. Bottom line, that corner group's been a little banged up, and we need to get guys back to get to full health on what that group, I think, can be. Right now, we're not where we need to be yet with them just because of injuries.
Jay, you played a lot of safeties last year, unfortunately, due to injury. How do you work through that large safety room and maybe paring that down to guys who will be ready for the fall?
Well, that's been difficult. We've got a lot of guys in the room. There's tons of guys that have played. I feel like I can win with all those guys, and really I need the cream to rise to the top. And I think they are. You know, Ethan Slade's played very well this spring. Talon Alfrey's played very good this spring. We don't have Michael Harper yet, but he adds a lot of depth and playmaking to our system. Tanner Wall played a lot last year. He's not been fully cleared yet, so we get him back. And then all the while, you got a lot of guys starting to step up and make plays as well, like Raider DeMooney looked really good the first couple practices. Tommy Prassis has really come along for a true freshman that should be in high school still. That guy looks really good. So bottom line, there's going to be a ton of competition. We add Faletau Satawala to that group in the fall, and then Matthias Leach too. So that's kind of what has been the theme all along. We got to continue to add great competition, and the best guys have got to compete to make sure that they solidify themselves as starters.
Jay, it's last thing for you. It's been cool at spring practices to see one of the guys that used to work with at Utah. He's been helping out now at BYU, Gary Anderson. What role is he helping with this defense?
Well, we brought Gary in as a consultant. He wants to be around the game. He loves the game. He's a phenomenal teacher, and he's a great just person to be able to influence these young men. And so when I had the opportunity to say, can Gary come to practices and consult and help, I was all for it, obviously. He just brings another set of veteran eyes. You guys know my relationship with him. I trust the heck out of him. I know Kalani and A-Rod do too. But he just brings one more veteran set of eyes to what we're doing that can help really influence the success we're having.
That's Jay Hill, BYU football defense coordinator. Know you're busy, Coach. Appreciate the time, and we'll see you on the practice fields here soon.
Heck yeah, good to be with you guys.
That's Jay Hill, BYU defense coordinator in his second year overseeing this Cougar defense. We appreciate him and BYU setting up that interview with us. We'll take a break. We'll unpack the comments from Jay Hill and talk some more BYU spring football as the Cougs have an alumni game coming up. We'll hit on those rosters as well here on Cougar Sports Saturday.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.